Passage 1. Since I started working part-time at a grocery store, I have learned that a customer is more than someone who buys something. To me, a customer is a person whose memory fails entirely once he or she starts to push a shopping cart. One of the first things customers forget is how to count. There's no other way to explain how so many people get in the express line, which is clearly marked 15 items or less, with 20, 25, or even a cartload of items. Customers also forget why they came to the store in the first place. Just as I finish ringing up an order, a customer will say, "Oops, I forgot to pick up a fresh loaf of bread. I hope you don't mind waiting while I go get it." 5 minutes later, he is back with the bread, a bottle of milk, and 3 rolls of paper towels. Strange as it seems, customers also seem to forget that they have to pay for their groceries. Instead of writing a check or looking for a credit card while I'm ringing up the groceries, my customer will wait until I announce the total. Then, in surprise, she says, "Oh, now what did I do with my checkbook?" After 5 minutes of digging through her purse, she borrows my pen because she's forgotten hers. But I have to be tolerant of customers because they pay my salary, and that's something I can't afford to forget.
Question 26. What does the speaker say about customers entering the grocery store? Question 27. Which customers are supposed to be in the express line? Question 28. What does the speaker say some customers do when they arrive at the checkout counter? Question 29. What does the speaker say about his job at the end of the talk?